Role of human resources in resource planning. A valuable partner for a planning and inventory management professional is the organization's human resources, HR function. The HR function is responsible for ensuring that the organization has the right number of workers with the right type of skills at the right time. When conducting resource planning related to labor capacity requirements at the business plan level, the HR function will be involved. Operations managers can work closely with HR to ensure that the job descriptions used to recruit and hire workers represent the needed skill sets, consult on competitive compensation and benefits for operations employees, help HR find good recruitment sources, find ways to develop high potential workers, develop reward systems and employee programs that appeal to operations workers' needs and interests, manage difficult situations with employees, and support the dismissal process. Dismiss employees because of performance issues or organizational needs, for example, involuntary workforce reductions. Acquire and release contractors and provide contracts. Develop their own skills, perhaps through processes such as 360-degree feedback. In this form of management development, managers' performance is reviewed by superiors, peers, and direct reports. The manager discusses the results with a superior or HR manager and sets improvement goals. HR may be heavily involved in a number of areas, but operations managers know their staffing needs and employees best and need to be active participants. Two critical areas that need collaboration between HR and operations managers include designing job roles and staffing open positions. Job design. Job design must consider the capabilities of workers. In make-to-order environments, skilled and flexible workers are needed for the low-volume, high-variety product manufacturing required in job shops. In repetitive and mass/continuous production, worker skills are secondary to investments in machinery and mechanized processes. An ideal lean system prefers maximum utilization of highly trained workers rather than machinery. Designs that promote cross-trained and empowered workers enable the organization to direct workers to perform a range of tasks to maintain a state of self-control of quality and production. If cross-training or other similar things needs to be a job requirement, this must be included in job descriptions, or some employees or their union or works council representatives could refuse the responsibilities. Job designs that empower workers or encourage constant worker focus on process improvement and elimination of waste, including the reduction in changeover time, will support high levels of production efficiency. However, workers need to be ready for the empowerment, which is an example of the need for an effective staffing process. Staffing, also called recruitment or talent acquisition, is the process of planning required labor, filling the positions from internal or external sources, providing benefits and compensation, and managing staff training needs. Attracting the right job candidates requires competitive compensation and benefits, but it is also helped by a strong employment reputation. Employment reputation is the way an organization is perceived by potential, present, and past workers. A strong reputation requires good managers, clear communication of expectations through policies and procedures, and good working conditions. Good working conditions include feedback on performance, meaningful rewards, and support for employees' development. Staffing includes the following steps. Labor planning translates capacity requirements into labor requirements in terms of job positions and the number of workers needed per position, both now and over the planning horizon. The strategic plan, business plan, sales and operations planning with resource planning, the master production schedule with rough cut capacity planning, materials requirements, planning with capacity requirements planning, and production activity control scheduling with capacity control can all contribute to the determination of labor requirements. Labor requirements in the long term tend to focus on headcount, and more detailed capacity requirements translate into needs for specific skills or specific work center staffing needs. At the most detailed level, labor planning can involve helping determine daily work assignments. Note that at the higher levels of planning, decisions related to the use of contractors versus employees are also made. Contractors or temporary workers can be used to increase or decrease capacity without affecting the regular workforce. Use of contractors requires adherence to national or local laws designed to prevent contractor misuse, such as to avoid paying benefits. Organizations set policies on the ratio of contractors to employees in particular positions to retain a core workforce plus some staffing flexibility. Recruitment includes internal and external advertising, applicant reviews, interviewing, reference and background checks, drug/alcohol screening and selection. Internal applicants can be persons in other positions who are invited to apply. Another source is to hire contractors who have proven their worth on the job. Placement and orientation include ensuring that the job is a good fit and informing the employee about the organization's culture, policies, procedures, and campus layout. Training can occur during placement or can be used to familiarize the employee with new duties or for growth. This can include on-the-job and off-site training using formal and informal methods. Compensation, hourly or salaried, full or part-time, and benefits can be structured in tiers or can be a uniform package. It is important to learn when a potential employee is willing and able to work and the desired number of hours. Performance appraisal is designed to promote employee performance, selection, and training. Effective selection and training can ensure that an organization has self-controlled employees who share the organization's values and goals. Exhibit 2-38 summarizes some of the essential elements of selection and training. Training needs to result in either a change in behavior or improvement of job performance and worker flexibility. As organizations change, it is critical that the workforce receives education and training to meet the demands of the new organization.